an appeal for help from users of an embattled airport in New York. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The town of East Hampton, New York, is embroiled in controversy over noise generated by helicopters, seaplanes, and jets at the local airport. Jeff Smith, vice president of the Eastern Region Helicopter Association, has been heavily involved in the legal and political battles that surround East Hampton Airport. He's afraid his efforts, along with those of the Helicopter Association International, the East Hampton Aviation Association, and the NBAA, have not yet been sufficient to stop the legal onslaught aimed at curbing airport noise by curbing airport operations. Smith says airport opponents have succeeded in their lawsuit against the FAA in ending three critical grant assurance programs 7 years early on December 31st. They figure that gives the town a greater say-so over who can operate at East Hampton Airport and over the noise they can generate. Smith says all this was revealed at a budget briefing before the town board last week, after which town supervisor Larry Cantwell said,
"Clearly your financial analysis shows that we can move forward, at least in the immediate and interim future, that we can finance the airport, we can keep it safe, we can make the improvements that are absolutely necessary, and we can do that for some period of time without taking FAA money, which only leaves our options open, which is a good thing."
A good thing, says Smith, if you're an airport opponent.
Even in that brief, they discussed why they're not taking the EIP funds, so that they have a little bit more leeway to put restrictions and bans. One is they're going to make a mandatory curfew between 11 and 7. The other is they're going to start to eliminate the helicopter operations and jet traffic in and out of the airport.
They're trying to kill your airport.
They will kill the airport, exactly.
To operate without airport improvement funds, the town of East Hampton is contemplating revenue enhancements that include higher fees. This on the heels of increases Smith says were only recently implemented.
They just did an increase, I think it was like 20% on the Atlantic fees, only for the heavier users, jets and helicopters. Over 58% of the revenue from landing fees comes from jets and helicopters, and that's what they plan on eliminating.
The ERHC has worked hard over the past 5 years, installing noise monitors, educating the public, and advocating for general aviation. Smith says the organization has spent more than $250,000 in the process.
They always ask what we can do more, and I always say, if you look at what the FAA actually requires us to do and look what we're doing now, we are 1,000% above what we're actually supposed to do.
Smith says his organization needs help. Already, he's working closely with several aviation advocates to protect the rights of general aviation operators at East Hampton Airport.
If you look past the rhetoric, it's not a helicopter issue. It's actually an airport issue.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, this word from Rob Mark at theairplanegeeks.com.
Have you listened to the Airplane Geek show yet? We're three of aviation's most dedicated aviation aficionados. Each week, we introduce you to fabulous guests from all over the aviation world. So give us a listen, airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. EBACE 2014 wrapped up in Geneva last week, and six European flight operators went home with major awards for safety. Private Air, Tyrolean Jet Services, and Vista Jet Limited all won the EBAA Platinum Safety of Flight Awards for at least 50 years or 100,000 hours of safe flying. Flying Service received the EBAA Gold Safety of Flight Honor with 40 years or 80,000 hours of safe flight. London Executive Aviation received the Silver Award, and Globair AG was given the Bronze Safety of Flight Award. Also at EBACE, a new business aviation ground handling standard was unveiled, modeled on the ISBAH program. It's called ISBAH, I-S-B-A-H. Stay tuned for details. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.